Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, an inquiry into the BBC MasterChef presenter Greg Wallace's alleged misconduct, which was carried out by the production company Banji J, has published its findings today. It says that just over half of 83 allegations made against the presenter were substantiated. I'm joined now by Scott Bryan, who's a TV critic and broadcaster. And Scott, the details of this emerged. Good morning to you. Emerged in the last couple of hours. We had official comment from the BBC and others. So will you tell us about the main findings of the report firstly?
Yes, certainly. So this was a 7-month inquiry. There were some allegations made against Greg Wallace's conduct back in November that caused sort of quite a lot of media coverage at the time. What we had this morning was the outcome of that report. So they said that they looked at 83 complaints, had spoken to 78 witnesses and has substantiated 45 allegations, including claims of inappropriate language, one incident of unwelcome physical contact, as a result of this, both Banerjee, the production company that make MasterChef, and also the BBC have said that they have no plans to work with Greg Wallace going forward. You might have seen last week Greg giving his side to the report, essentially jumping the gun a little bit ahead of this much anticipated report. And he insisted then that it had cleared him of this report had cleared him of the most serious and sensational allegations, which sort of generally seems to be in line with what this report has come up with. But I think what we don't have is the report itself. You know, what we've had, journalists have had this morning has been essentially an executive sort of findings, a top line summary, rather than sort of really sort of detailed, a lot of details, along with a BBC report sort of stating that they are no longer working with Wallace.
And the BBC then, what are they saying about what they should have done a little sooner? Because they were aware, weren't they, quite some time ago that there were issues around Greg Wallace's behaviour?
Yes, I mean, the report looks into the fact that there lacked any centrally held information and that it was essentially done sort of case by case. I mean, the production company, Banerjee, was also found to be having provided sort of little to no formal training or escalation procedures. So in terms of prior to 2016, incidents were often handled informally, the report says. I mean, the BBC has said that more should have done sooner. That is evidence that, and they are very sorry to the people who have been affected by his behaviour, and that more should have been done sooner. I think BBC and also Banerjee, for their part, have said that in the years, more recent years, you know, they've improved or they have updated their workplace policies for people who feel that they have witnessed bad behaviour and can come forward without feeling that their job has been affected. Essentially, the report that came out this morning said that back in the early 2010s, before a more sort of formalised HR structure was put in place, some employees felt that they couldn't really come forward with allegations, thinking that it would affect their career. And also the fact that the TV industry primarily relies upon freelance workers. I think there's sort of major questions in regards to generally about the rigorousness of procedures, but also I think in regards to sort of the BBC's sort of handling of talent. I mean, this has been another story in regards to a high profile presenter. I think also questions in regards to the future of MasterChef. There's I would say in the long term there's commitments for the continuation of the programme. The BBC has already made a sort of subsequent pro series and a celebrity series without Greg Wallace. But there was a series made with Greg Wallace's involvement, nearly a whole series filmed prior, before these first allegations emerged, that the BBC has yet to air. And the BBC said this morning that they've not come to a decision about that. So, of course, I mean, it's kind of a big decision to be made about whether you air these episodes, whether you don't air these episodes. And I think it's sort of nothing that has been sort of come to a conclusion yet.
So are you saying, Scott, given what you've heard, that there might be a question mark over the MasterChef programme. You know, that they will never see Greg Wallace as part of it again. But that entire brand, are you suggesting, might be tarnished as a result of this?
I mean, I think in regards to, there are some cases with shows in which the talent is sort of bigger than the format. And then there are other situations where the format is bigger than the presenter who hosts the show. And I think that the fact that the BBC's made a commitment and has filmed new episodes of MasterChef without Greg Wallace that are ready to go, plus also the fact that just last week, Banerjee, the production company that make MasterChef, announced that they have announced a new studio home for MasterChef up in Birmingham. So it's sort of a long time commitment to it. I think that, it's a wait to be seen in regards to what changes they've made following Greg's departure and sort of how that affects the overall show itself. But I would say that there is a continuation of that show and that will sort of continue on. However, I think it's more in regards to what do you do with this series, this upcoming series that has already been filmed with Wallace. Michael Savage from The Guardian said that it's impossible to edit him out. His report last week said that he'd spoken to sources at the production company and said that they had already finished editing the series, that it's not like you can easily remove him because he's such a major crucial part of it. There have been sort of previous stories in regards to reality show contestants about their alleged behaviour, and what they've sort of tend to have done is maybe do a slight edit and they've removed them from the programme. But how do you remove one of the two hosts who have such a dominant presence review all the food? I mean, I think it would be very hard for the BBC to do so.
Yeah, it sounds as though it would be just about impossible. Scott, we haven't heard from Greg Wallace. I know you mentioned that he was out last week, wasn't he, preempting this report on social media. Has he said anything this morning since the official publication of the executive summary?
He said, from my understanding, he so far said nothing. I mean, various news outlets, I have imagined, have asked him for his side subsequently from the report. But so far, he's had no comment about this.
OK. All right, Scott, thank you very much. Scott Bryan there, TV critic and broadcaster. Coming up next, we're going to find out how to stretch your weekly meat.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.